You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Bockham as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Sometimes in the midst of a therapy session, I find myself just having the role of referee, trying to break up the fight, trying to keep things under control, just trying to maintain some level of dignity and respect in the room. And sometimes I find myself unable to do so. And at those moments, I find myself just making one simple request over and over. Please, let's be civil. Please, let's be civil. Now, what's important about this is that being civil is a starting point, an important starting point in saving your marriage. If you can't be civil towards each other, you're not even going to be able to establish the beginning point of the process. This is Lee Bockham, and this is the Save the Marriage Podcast. This is the podcast that's designed to help you find ways of saving your marriage no matter where you are. The information we share here is not just for people who are teetering on the edge of a divorce. It's for anybody in a relationship. What we share here can help you avoid situations, change the future of your situation by saving your marriage where you are right now. It can also help if you're on the edge of divorce, but it certainly is applicable to anybody who's in a relationship. You know, I remember years ago hearing about a Native American quote that we are all born with claws and fangs, but we have to learn to use them as nails and teeth. And unfortunately, it takes very little for those fangs and claws to reemerge, especially when there's a bit of tension or there's a lot of tension, which is often true in the midst of a marriage crisis. When we feel threatened, we find some pretty primitive responses suddenly rushing through us. Fear gets us there. It creates a very primitive response of fight or flight. And then what is considered to be the most important relationship in our life feels threatened. That response just emerges. It erupts out in uncivil ways. When there is disconnection in a relationship and the conflict becomes entrenched, more and more often your spouse becomes seen as the intimate enemy. So then at those points, you begin to respond in ways that don't even make sense to you in calmer moments. In the midst of a fight, have you ever noticed this little voice watching yourself and thinking, why am I acting this way? Well, that's the more civilized part of your brain being surprised by the more primitive and more ancient part of your brain, the reptilian part of your brain. Oh, sure, we can justify and excuse ourselves thinking, how else can I respond given how my spouse is acting? But we know better. We know we're acting beneath our higher selves. And often we find ourselves acting in immature, irrational, and uncharacteristic ways. This is really about civility. There's a major step in saving your marriage by choosing to act civilly, and acting otherwise only keeps the cycle going in the relationship. Okay, so what does civility mean here? It's about kindness, respect, positive regard, not reacting with criticism, sarcasm, raised voices, veiled threats, or even open threats, mocking tones, or demands. Now, let me pause here a moment and say, this is not about choking down your anger, not talking about problems, or avoiding conflict. It is simply being kind and decent when you're working on tough things. And it means being warm and engaging when you're in daily interactions apart from those points of conflict. Really, it's starting or restarting your relationship with the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, notice the thing about that statement. That golden rule is not do unto others as they do to you. It's about treating another person in ways that we want to be treated ourselves. Now, I'm not starting with such goals as being cuddly and loving. Those can often be distant from where we are right now. Instead, let's just draw a baseline at a much simpler spot. It's just about treating the other person, which is your spouse, with respect. Now, did a voice just pop in your head and say, respect? I don't respect him. I don't respect her. Well, let me just theorize that there is such a thing as unconditional respect. This is a layer of respect that is showing respect by actions. It's not tied to feeling respect. Perhaps your spouse has done something that disrupts your feeling of respect and maybe even trampled all over your feelings of respect. This is not what I'm addressing here. I'm suggesting that we all have a choice in how we're going to respond and how we're going to choose our response when something's coming our way. we have a choice in how we're going to act towards someone, how we're going to treat someone, him or her, no matter how he or she is treating you. It's a choice, a decision that going forward, you can treat your spouse with civility and respect. Now, this gives lots more capacity for the other things you're going to be doing to gain traction, because when you're being civil, it's much more easy to see the possibility of connection. Okay, let me remind you that I'm not talking about the fact that civility has something to do with the other person's actions. It doesn't have to be about liking or loving the other person. I can be civil to people all over the world that I don't even know. I certainly don't like or love them, but I can be civil because I see it as a choice we can make. So what causes this lack of civility? I think there are really three root causes of the lack of civility. Habit, hurt, and hate. Let's take each one. Let's talk about habits. Sometimes we have just habits of relating that may have come from our family. You know, I've had people tell me, I can't help it. I just came from a yelling family. I just came from a loud family. I just came from, you know, an aggressive family. And my response is, I can't help it is a cop-out. It's an excuse. It's become a habit. Sometimes the habit develops because of our relationship with our spouse. You know, maybe we started relating really well, and now we're stuck at a habit of relating poorly to each other. We don't respect each other. We don't respond nicely with kind tones. Those are habits. The second is hurt, and this is often what happens. Hurt comes from when somebody hurts my feelings, right? I respond uncivilly sometimes because it's that reptile within me that's emerging from the threat. And so when I'm hurt, it comes out as anger, and anger is often uncivil. So hurt is the second root of this. The third one is hate. Hate's an interesting one because people will tell me, see, I hate my spouse. So obviously, there's no way we can move forward. My response is, hate is not about not loving. Hate is an emotion of strong connection. When I see people still in the midst of hate, they are strongly connected towards each other. Hate is a frame of love. Hate is what happens when there's anger that's intermingled in the hurt and intermingled in the love, and it becomes a whole separate piece of burning rage in there, and then you choose to be uncivil because of that hate. Okay, so what are the steps to dealing with it, whether it's habit, hurt, or hate? Let's talk about how we do that. The first thing is, I named those three root causes because it's important to identify and treat the source. You've got to figure out what it's going to be coming from. It's kind of like when you go to the doctor and they do a triage. You're trying to figure out what's caused the symptoms, because we never want to just treat the symptom. We want to get underneath to what the root cause is. So you have to identify and treat the source. Was it habit? Was it hurt? Was it hate? If it's habit, it's about beginning to choose a new habit of saying, you know what? Yeah, I grew up yelling, or yeah, my spouse and I have developed this habit, but I'm going to change that habit. I'm not going to allow myself to be stuck in an old habit. So then you work on creating those new habits. For instance, if yelling is a part of it, to recognize that you're going to not allow your voice to be raised in the communication. That would be an important habit to break. Now, if it comes from hurt, then it's about addressing the hurt by being able to say to a spouse, you know what, that really hurt my feelings. Instead of lashing out and letting the anger emerge and be uncivil, you address the hurt. And if you can't address the hurt with a spouse, then you accept the pain and say, you know what, I've got to accept this. I've got to accept the hurt, recognize that that's what it is, and recognize that right now I've got to let that go. I've got to work on letting it go. We often want to use our lack of civility as simply an expression of how we've been hurt. And sometimes we have to recognize that there's a point where we have to accept the pain in order to move forward in ways that are going to be constructive for the relationship. What if it's hate? Well, recognize that hate is really about connection, that all you're saying when you say that it's out of hate is that you're still connected. And if you want to improve that connection, you have to move from a place of being more and more civil. So the next step is to commit to caring. Commit to caring. This means that you're going to choose to be caring of the relationship and caring of the other person regardless of what's coming your way. I've talked about this one other time of a story of when I was riding around and there was a dog that had been hit and run by another car, been left on the side of the road. And the dog was clearly hurt, but the dog was going to survive. I knew that. I could tell. But the dog needed some medical care. So I got out to go and take the dog, and I'd wrapped the dog very carefully up and was trying to be very caring to deliver it to the vet. Well, the dog was hurt, and when I hit someplace on that dog, it really hurt, and that dog latched onto my arm. Fortunately, it had a big coat on, and it didn't get to me, but it hurt. The pressure was hurting my arm, and I could either choose to yell at that dog and be angry at that dog or to recognize that the dog was responding to the dog's hurt. The dog wasn't angry at me. The dog was responding out of hurt. And because of that, I could absorb that and not get angry with it. And it's the same kind of thing as when a spouse is coming at us with anger, to recognize that there's hurt there. Choose to accept your spouse's anger as hurt is a way of beginning the process of committing to caring. Instead of saying, wow, my spouse is angry all the time, and the only thing I can do is defend myself. And we defend ourselves, by the way, by being uncivil often. And instead of saying, wow, my spouse is angry. That's about my spouse being hurt. Let me get to the hurt underneath it. And then choose to respond in a way that demonstrates care. Instead of yelling, to say, wow, I clearly have hurt your feelings and I didn't mean to. Can we talk about what I did that hurt your feelings so much? That's different than yelling back. Okay, so commit to caring. That's your second step. Commit to caring. Identify the source. Treat the source. Then commit to caring. The third thing is avoid. Decide on your list that you're going to avoid behaviors that are uncivil, like yelling, like name-calling, like sarcasm and put-downs, and like reacting. And what I mean by that is we all have these reactions that come from within us, and sometimes we choose to not react, to say, you know, I'm going to sit here for a minute. Your spouse is yelling at you on the phone. To sit there a minute and decide, I'm not going to just react. I'm going to decide to respond to this differently. I'm not going to react. Or an email comes that makes you mad and you want to dash off that angry response. And I will tell you that many times the best thing to do is write an email and not choose send until you've had a few minutes to calm down. Have you ever sent an email and an hour later thought, what was I thinking? That was all about my anger and I don't feel the anger anymore. I shouldn't have sent it. Or responding to a text that ticks you off. And so you get ready to hit send and you might just want to pause a minute and say, I'm not going to react. Or your spouse is in the room with you and getting angry and you can feel that anger building within you and to say, you know what, I just need to calm down a minute. Now, a part of doing this is knowing what your boundaries are. If you're not clear about your boundaries, it's going to be very difficult for you to be civil with your spouse. So make sure you've mastered the boundaries. If you've got the Save the Marriage system, you can find the information and boundaries on the primary piece, Save the Marriage. There's a whole chapter in creating those boundaries. You have to have those boundaries in place in order to move forward. And number four is accept responsibility for how you respond. Jack Canfield gives us a great formula. He says E plus R equals O. And what that stands for is the event, whatever happened, plus our response equals the outcome. The event is an angry, upset spouse. Our response to that will lead to an outcome. If we respond with anger, the outcome is likely to be negative on the relationship. If the event of a spouse being angry is met with civility, our response is civil and is caring for the hurt, is committed to that caring, the outcome may be very different. It's always a combination. It's not just the event. It's not just our response. It's the event plus the response equals our outcome. When an event comes our way, and the event are things that we can't have any control over, we have a response, a choice on how we're going to respond, and that determines the outcome. When you do this, you begin to move towards a much more civil way of relating to your spouse. So remember that the lack of civility is really often rooted in one of three things: habit, hurt, or hate. Identify the source. Make sure you understand where that's coming from so you can recognize how to get beyond that. Then commit to caring. This is a choice in how you're going to respond that's about caring, not reacting, not being angry, not trying to prove your point, not trying to make your spouse out to be the bad person, but caring. Commit to caring for where your spouse is. And then avoid those responses that are particularly destructive, like yelling, name-calling, sarcasm, and put-downs, and even reacting. And then accept responsibility for how you will respond. Event plus your response will equal the outcome. That's going to help you move forward in how you solve your relationship issues, because civility begins to be a root of where you start from. Once you're at civility, then you can begin to rebuild. As long as there is uncivility, a lack of civility, you'll continue to eat away at the relationship. Okay, hopefully you've gotten some help in how you can begin to work forward. If you need more help, if you still don't have the Save the Marriage system, you can find that at SaveTheMarriage.com. If you're working on your boundaries, you need that material so you can work on the boundaries. If you are at a point where you're recognizing that anger and resentment is really getting to you, I have some ways of catching up with that. I've got some programs that have some higher teaching, some extra training in how to deal with anger and resentment. So if that is your issue, drop me an email, lee@savethemarriage.com, and I can tell you how to grab that material, how to get access to that extra training. That's lee@savethemarriage.com. So there you have it, lee@savethemarriage.com. If you need more help with that anger and resentment, and if you need the system, savethemarriage.com will get you that system. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you continue to work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage Podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.